USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is slamming the southeastern coast of the United States hard on Thursday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham tells Fox News where the storm goes from here.
Real close to the North Carolina coast and then out back into the Atlantic. The timing here looks 2 a.m. on Friday, so tomorrow morning off the North Carolina coast and then off the Outer Banks by tomorrow afternoon. So still got some time to deal with this today and tomorrow as well.
CNN held a town hall on Wednesday night discussing global warming for the 2020 presidential candidates. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a $16 trillion global warming plan. He was asked how that's going to be funded.
We are giving the fossil fuel industry approximately $400 billion every single year in subsidies and tax breaks. Obviously, we end that. And we are paying for this over a 15-year period, by the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is looking forward to crafting a big trade deal with Great Britain after Brexit is resolved. Hosting Pence in London, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it would be fantastic to deepen the economic ties with the United States. The nation's private payrolls grew a lot more last month than analysts expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Thursday morning report from ADP and Moody's Analytics showing around 195,000 private sector jobs created last month. That's well above the 140,000 that many Wall Street analysts had predicted. It also goes against the notion that the nation's economy is moving towards a recession soon. The government's jobs report is released on Friday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is releasing a memoir about her time at the White House under President Trump. The book is slated for publication in the fall of 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
NTSB investigators have begun interviewing witnesses for a preliminary report on the deadly dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California on Monday. The captain and four crew members were the only survivors of the fire that killed 34 people. Ken Curtis is a dive boat owner. He joins Fox News and shares how he believes this fire may have started.
There was no explosion that they think started the whole thing. So now you might look at, is it something electrical? Could there have been some short in a generator? Could there have been some short somewhere else? We know that as divers, we're carrying cameras and stuff like that that have rechargeable batteries. Is there an issue with any of these recharges? Is it something as simple as a small camera battery being charged, you know, overnight while everybody's asleep, has a short, and that's what starts the fire? So the two questions that really we have right to get answered, and the diving community is very grateful that the NTSB is getting involved, because we know that there are going to be some answers, and that will be made public. So the two answers are not only how did this start, but why did this right seemingly spread so quickly?
Curtis continues.
This thing with 34 people dead is the equivalent of 7 or 8 years of fatalities all in one day.
Right.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.